So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lunch with Janita and Frank, the 29th of May, 2025. So, today is Haiku Day, part of the International Haiku Festival of Breda. And I am really, really happy. Janita, you can say a couple of things to that as well, for Bohumila to join us from Strasbourg in France. Today is a public holiday in France, so not only has she decided to get up really early to join us, she's doing this in her own time out of the dedication. And Bohumila, I would like to welcome you and express my thanks and gratitude to you
Thank you so much.
for doing this. The Breda International Haiku Festival took us by storm.
Yes, definitely.
We're producing haikus at the rate of knots here.
Yes, but it's quite like inspirational, but also relaxing. To clear your mind or to get your mind off of things, I think it's really helpful. It's a way of maybe coping with everyday stress, or maybe you are searching for like different things, looking at trees in a different way. How can I write a haiku about this tree? Or taking pictures of something that you never actually noticed before, to write a haiku about, or words, playing with words all the time. So I think that really makes a difference, not just using words to write a haiku, but also paying more attention to your surroundings. I don't know if everyone feels the same way, but that's how I feel.
Yes, totally.
And I think also in the case of Ritesh in Bangalore in India, so 2 weeks ago we had and it's recorded, it's available in the community, the birth of a haiku. And his reaction at first was a little tepid. And now he is producing some extremely high quality haikus where
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, it was a revelation to himself as well. He thought, wow, I didn't know I could do this. And Sarah's challenge to the community was such that it really inspired him to do this and publish it and so on. So we'll meet again on Saturday and take this one step further. Bohumila, are you going to sing haikus all morning tomorrow?
Dance them. Breakdance haiku, nothing like that. Nothing quite so exciting. I have already tried two or three times to do a haiku workshop. And why I like haiku is that anybody can do haiku. The fact that you did not participate in haiku in the past 2 weeks means absolutely nothing, because you can just take some words, you spin them around, you count the syllables, and there you are. A haiku is born. It's as simple as that. If you can count the syllables and you do it like we did it when I was a child and we were learning the number of syllables in the words, we would go like light, horizon. We would just clap the hands. Well, now I'm not clapping my hands. I'm just using my finger, and I'm tapping my finger on the desk. Da 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 da. You can sing yourself this little song, or you just tap your finger if you want, because some you that's what's amazing about haiku. As long as you keep the number of syllables, you do whatever. You can make one word, which is just one syllable, and then compose the other four, which allows you to create some breaks, some stress in the haiku. So you are free. That's so as a form. That's what I like about it, because really anybody can compose a haiku. I am not a haiku specialist. I am not a haiku teacher. I am just somebody who fell in love with the form because it's quite free. And it's amazing when you oblige yourself to write something in 17 syllables, how much you can condense in so few words. And so that you get a little overview of the history of the haiku, I asked ChatGPT to tell me where it came from, and I asked him to say it in 150 words. So I will read it out for you. I asked him to be joyful about it. So here's ChatGPT's take on a joyful history of haiku. The history of haiku is a delightful journey that blossomed in Japan over centuries. Originating from the collaborative poetic form called renga, the short, lively haiku emerged in the 17th century thanks to poetic masters like Matsuo Basho. Basho elevated haiku to an art form, capturing the beauty of nature and fleeting moments in with just a few words. Over time, haiku became a beloved way for poets to express simplicity, depth, and the joy of everyday life. Its charm lies in its brevity and vivid imagery, making it accessible and inspiring worldwide. In the 20th century, haiku spread beyond Japan, enchanting poets and readers everywhere with its playful spirit and zen-like appreciation of the present. Today, haiku continues to celebrate life's small wonders, inviting us all to pause, reflect, and find happiness in the ordinary. It's a poetic dance of brevity and beauty that continues to delight. There you go.
Very
cheerfulness of the GPT about haiku, but I couldn't agree more, actually. It captures really small moments in life, small or big, up to you to see what you put in it. And generally you have five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, and you can put in the last line, in the third line, you can put some aspect of like element of unexpected element, some twist, or you can be vague about what is happening in the first and second line, and it's the third line that answers what is it about. So that's like what most of the haiku masters would do. But we are speaking of people from 17th century, okay? Haiku has evolved a lot, and you can read haiku about everything and anything, really, from every single aspect of life. So there are also humorous haikus, obviously, as they are contemplative or more atmospherical, describing the feelings, the atmosphere. It can be seen also as a little photograph. You know, you're passing by. Let's imagine you're on a dirt road. You're passing by a tree, and then something happens, a leaf gets detached and is floating down. And it's like if you've made an atmospheric picture with words of what has just happened, a wasp can fly into your drink. That's also a moment which you can capture in haiku. In haiku, you can do anything. The most important thing is just feel free. As long as you keep the syllables, syllables count, feel free to explore. It's yours. It's your form to bend to your liking and according to your feeling. That's why anyone can write haiku. I will read you, or maybe Frank, do you think you could
I can share the screen and bring up
share the screen that, because yeah. It would be actually quite nice if somebody volunteered reading some of the haikus.
Natalie, do you want to read the first haiku?
Yes. A world of dew, a world of dew, and within every dewdrop, a world of struggle.
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing, you
It
know.
is, it
Anybody
is.
can put whatever meaning in that. It can
Yeah.
be just the struggle of the dewdrop to stay on the leaf, not to fall, or willing to fall and doing everything for it, you know.
Yeah. But I think this is one of the things that the original haikus and the haiku writer wanted to convey, this also this very deep love that the Japanese have to nature.
Yes, of
Yeah,
course. But you know,
and
and when you there are obviously many, many interpretations. What you can also see in it is because a dewdrop is water, and water reflects, so it can reflect the whole world in it. So the reflection of the world around it, which is in struggle also. So there are many, many interpretations. And that's what I really like about writing. It's not necessarily the writer who creates, who makes sense. It's the reader who interprets and who brings the sense to the work.
Yeah, because we have what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people here, 6 including me, and we will have 6 interpretations of the same thing based on our own experiences, yeah, and what we've
Yes,
gone
of
through,
course.
yeah. Okay, Janita, can you choose somebody for the next one, the Moon Beholders?
Let's ask Clea, can you read the next one?
The moon beholders. From time to time, the clouds give rest to the moon beholders.
I was thinking about an astronaut standing on the moon looking at the Earth and the clouds on surrounding the
Wow. Tot
Earth. Totally different.
totally different perspective. Exactly. Exactly.
I think it's quite a difficult one.
And the point was not to necessarily analyze the texts. It was just to give an idea of what you can do with
Do.
so little words and how much atmosphere you can put in it. For me, for instance, that one, it could be interpreted in many ways. One is that all the people who are so much in love in moon when the clouds come out, they get some rest because they don't see the moon. They don't need to ache for it. They are less hypnotized by it. That could be one of the reasons. Or even more, even a stranger interpretation that, for instance, just like Atlas, there are giants holding the moon.
Moon, yeah.
If the clouds come out, they can rest their arms. You know, you can imagine whatever you want behind it, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah, maybe if you agree, I will read you one that came. We had at work, we had a competition, a haiku competition. And we have at the end made a little booklet with the best poems. And there is this one I like a lot. A frosty wind. The lonely leaf loses its grip. Eyes close. Dark again. And I thought it would be only fair to share something about autumn and beginning of winter because we are going to speak about spring. So just something for Yanita.
Yeah, but it just shows the versatility of this haikus, yeah. It
Yes.
yeah. And for me there's almost a contradiction because the constraints are actually quite strict. You have to express a lot in 17 syllables, but within this boundary is ultimate freedom.
Yes.
And
It's quite immense as freedom. Maybe I will, if you agree, maybe I'll read you some of mine because like this you will get down from the level of the masters and get just to the level of human beings, like normal mere mortals, you, me. Anyone. So these are the haikus that I've written during the past exercises. I'm not going to read them all because obviously in one session you can write 7-8 more haikus. And the point is not to flag you, but just to show you how much you can say. One of the symbols, very strong symbols in this is cherries, cherry tree blossoms, cherry trees. So I obviously tried to make a poem about it. Here's one. Each cherry blossom opens up its carmine heart. Petals wait, tremble. Now, I am a real tea lover, so here's one. The tea vapors dance, the cranes on the obi blush from your sidelong glance. The rain puddles shine, mirroring a butterfly. Spring dirt road, a bloom. So that is exactly the picture that I had, you know, that I was walking on a dirt road and I saw a butterfly. And, you know, if you have a puddle on the floor, you know, on the ground, on the road, things reflect in there. And so the surroundings, the grass and the flowers, which were growing and like overreaching above the road, reflected in there. So it was like if the road itself was a bloom because it reflected in the water puddle. Anyway, so there are so many possibilities. Now, what we have prepared is for you. Take some paper. It can be a small paper. It can be a series of very small papers. It can be post-its, because in any case, it's a short form. You can have several of them, because if you fill one paper, you will feel the gratification of the task done. And gratification is extremely important in writing, in everything, but in writing, I find it even more powerful. Now, we will ask Frank to put up my little document with different words. It's not always really easy to think of a particular image. I suggest that you pick up the words which sound nice to you, which evoke something in you. Write them down on a piece of paper, and then try to use them, try to fit them in one, 3, 7, 12 haikus, okay? Haikus don't need to rhyme, okay? There is absolutely no obligation to have rhyme in it, but it's not forbidden. So you really try to do it in your way, the way you feel comfortable, the way you can express yourself and what these words or certain images of spring evoke in you. So now, let us see. So everybody picks up words.
We pick up several words, not just one word, several words, yeah?
I think it's easier. You don't have to use them all in one poem, or, you know, it's just that you, because, for instance, from here, I don't know, you can use the word clover. I will write down clover. And I can write down sunlit and a bloom.
Okay,
pick the words which mean something for you. And once we are done, we can start writing. I always have tendency to choose the words which actually I understand and that represent something for me, that I can link to something, some image or some feelings. Now, dear writing company, how do you feel? Do you think you have enough words? Rosie, how is it for you?
I confess that it's not difficult, but different for me. And
the difference, I don't know, is nice.
Yeah, different. And I really don't know if I really understand I think I understand, but I think it's so a challenge.
Okay.
A challenge.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's like with sport. The more you do it, the better trained you get, and the easier it comes. So it's a mind exercise. And but believe me, once you get bitten by it, it's like radioactive spider. You just can't live without it anymore. It's a way of meditating as well.
Yes. It's really.
Okay, now, so if apart from Rosie, all of you have written some haikus, would you care to share them with us?
So I chose 7 words. The words I chose was alive and bright, grow, drops, kite, melt, and rainbow. And I wrote 5 haikus.
I'm sorry, there was no unicorn.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That's why I chose rainbow. It's
Please go ahead.
close enough. So I used melt. That was the first word that I started with. And I wrote melting frost dripping down to earth, falling slowly, fading away fast. So this actually reminded me of something I saw during the week. We have a tall palm tree in our garden, and the frost started to melt and it ran off the leaves.
Yeah.
And you can't take a picture of it because it falls so fast that you can't, and then it fades away. You can't capture the moment. So that was actually something that the word
Well,
melt
you have just
reminded me
captured
of.
it. You have just
Yes.
captured it. Wonderful.
Yes. And then the next word I chose was kite. And it says, floating high above, colorful kites dancing free, flying carelessly.
Oh, nice.
Very
Very
evocative,
nice.
very evocative, yes.
Yes. And then I chose rainbow. So it says, after rain and clouds showing up unannounced, rainbows come to play.
Yes. That's
Like
nice.
a unicorn. A little
Actually, you were
unicorn.
free to
I should actually try it. I will. I'm going to write it
That's
down.
your homework.
My homework, yes. And then I have alive, and it says, a good day to love, wonderful to be alive, joy, hope, smile, be free.
Lovely.
And
Well done.
then, thank you. And the last one is bright. I chose bright as well. So, shining cheerfully, bright yellow roses standing, smiling happily.
That's lovely. It's like we recognize your writing already, with your joy in it.
Yes, cheerful.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So
Wonderful.
there's one that I did, I think it was sometime during this week, that felt a little bit morbid to me, a little bit sad. But I usually try to focus on the positive things.
That's wonderful philosophical attitude. But we can write also about sad because it helps as well.
Yes,
It helps you free your
definitely.
thoughts and free your spirit. So
Yes.
it's therapeutical.
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Great job. Who wants to go next?
I choose 8 words, and it's pastel, blooming, floral, gardening, rainbow, clouds, and gentle. And I only did one, I wrote one haiku. And so it is the softest colors, the brightest of the rainbow, in pastel, we dream.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
Because I
lovely.
really like pastel colors, and so it's, yeah, it inspires me. And when I think of dream, Like the word dream, I see pastel colors.
Almost perfect. Yeah. Now, there you see, you don't necessarily need to write many, but you wrote one and it's meaningful. It means something to you and it means something to us because it evokes things for all of us.
Yes.
So, great job. Natalie, would you like to go next or?
So I took some words that I knew. So the haiku is very basic. And I choose butterfly, umbrella, tulip, park, breeze, ladybug, and rainy. But in final, in my haiku, there is not this word.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't try, so I modify, I change. And this is this one. Umbrella, rainy. In the park, I am walking. Rainbow and sunny.
Ah,
wow. Pretty basic.
If I may, I would say there is nothing like basic. When it comes to writing, there is nothing like basic. There is, if you use simple words, for me, that is actually the higher level of art. For me, the real genius is in simplicity. Because if you can say, if you can transmit the ideas, the feelings with simpler words, then like, you know, chapeau. That's, you know, there is nothing being less good quality or more good quality or better quality. Oh, sorry, I'm speaking badly. There is nothing like of a lower quality or better quality if you use these words or these words. We are no academy. We are not like Académie Française using words that half of the population does not understand. We don't care about your choice of words. What is the most important is that you transmitted us an image. And we saw you sitting there in the park working and you know, the rain umbrellas and the rainbow. And that's it. And that's the most important thing. It still feels good having written it, doesn't it?
Sorry?
It still feels gratifying that you've written it, yeah. Doesn't it? There you go. That's all we want, you know? It's just a little mind exercise.
It asked me a long, long time, really. I think it's more easier when you master the language.
No, but you express yourself very well. I understand everything you say. You manage to pass across a message very clearly, and it's the same in writing. It's only a different form. And I think you've already written some haiku. I think I read them on Breda website, yes, and they were pretty good. So you've got it in you, you know, everybody's got it in them. It's only a matter of exercise. You prepare for your marathon. This is a different kind of marathon. It's a mind one.
And also the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, Frank, do you want to share?
So I only wrote one haiku, and it was prompted by one word, because that word created an image. The words I chose were lilac bulbs blooming, bluebells. And my brother-in-law in the UK, they used to have a house, and in the spring was a huge bluebell field, and it was absolutely mind-blowingly beautiful. Other words were thunderstorm, puddles, drizzle, sun, lush, warm, and leaf. So I had this spring image, and I then chose all of these words. I didn't actually add any extra words to the to the haiku. At least I don't think I did. Lilac bulbs blooming. Lush, warm sun. Drizzle, puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, forget me not.
Well, that's lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
You can imagine the picture.
Yeah. Very evocative. Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, see, we have stars in here. Everybody is able to write an amazing haiku, and I'm really proud of you. You've been doing an excellent job. So, Rosie, don't worry. Don't get feeling like you have to do this, you have to do that. I'm sure that if you give it a thought, once at home or once at work, you might have ideas coming in. Just jot them down on a paper and then maybe share with us in the Japanese tea room. That would be really lovely. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like Natalie. What Natalie said is the same about me. But I choose a butterfly, umbrella, sunshine, wind, barefoot, colorful, sunny, and sweet. And I tried write something about barefoot. And I don't know if it's right, but let's go. walk barefoot in the grass is a relaxing sensation. Feel the nature touching your body and soul.
Well, you know what? That might not be a haiku, but it is a poem. And it's beautiful. So if writing a longer poem is easier for you, why not? It's still a poem. And yes. if you ever feel like it, you can try to condense it. You can make two haikus out of it, for instance. Or you don't have to, because this is already beautiful and it is a poem. So, yeah. Well done. If the form is too binding for you right now, don't worry about it. The most important thing is that you express yourself in writing. You express atmosphere, you express feelings, and you've done it very well. So kudos. Kudos, everyone. Yeah, you've done a great job, all of you.
Bohumila, thank you very, very much for joining us, for hosting this. Maybe taking the fear away from doing this. I think this is one important message also in this, that it doesn't have to be perfect. We have the syllables, but it doesn't have to be perfect. It's a method of self-expression. Yeah. And it's an intensely personal one. You don't have to share every haiku with the entire planet. If you just do it for yourself, for your own pleasure, that I think is also very, very important, because as you said, it's very meditative. So, Bohumila, thank you for your time, your contribution, greatly appreciated. We will meet in Strasbourg. I will invite you for a few glasses of beer as a thank you. Janita, you have, as ever, the last word.
Wow. So I was thinking this morning when I drove to from my son's school to my parents' house, I was thinking, it's strange that I didn't have to prepare anything for today. So that was different. But I had a lot of fun, and I just want to say thank you to Bohumila taking the time out of her off day to come and teach us more about haikus, and also sharing the words and helping us throughout everything. Also checking the haikus on Brida, counting the syllables. Yes, we really appreciate it. And Rosie, Natalie, Clea, well done. Well done with your haikus today. It's not very easy to be on camera and sit under pressure and write haikus and trying to count syllables. That's not very easy. Sometimes if you have a bit more time, it's easier to choose words to connect them together. But the more you practice, the easier it will be. And Frank, thank you very much for having all of us, making sure that we join.
Pleasure, pleasure. We all learn from each other. That's the ethos of Breathe It. Yeah.
So, yes, definitely.
So we meet next week. We move into June, and it is Rosie's contribution to the lunch meeting with her choice. Yes. And we talk about the place we would like to live for 1 year. So thank you, everybody, for your time. See you all again next Thursday, same place, same time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.